Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, my question is, who do you represent?
Well, you reach customer service for multiple products that are ordered online. I can check and see if we have you in the system.
Okay, hang on just a minute. My wife's going to give you permission to talk to me.
Hi, this is Lisa Hill, and I'm giving you permission on my behalf to talk to my husband, Jerry Hill.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, so her name is Lisa Hill.
Okay, is the account possibly in her name?
Well, yes, it would be.
Okay, one moment.
I don't know about accounts. She's used her debit card for something. She thinks she got scammed, didn't mean to. She didn't know what she did, and she just now told me, so we're trying to get squared away and delete it here.
Okay, and what's her email address, please?
Did you give him an email address? It's pickupgirl57@centurylink.net.
Okay, one moment. Be right with you. For some reason, I had to sign out and go back in. One moment. Okay, I do have her account pulled up, and if you can verify the address.
Her address? Did you give them the address? Yes. 315 Valley View, Gatesville, Texas.
Okay, thank you. I have the account pulled up, and I'm just checking to see what was ordered. Let's see. Okay, it looks like she completed a survey or entered in a contest for a mixer. And it also signed her up for a meal plan app, which provides her with nutritional recipes, tutorials, videos, and things like that.
Okay, so, we need to cancel whatever she ordered.
Okay, now it's a really good app. I can discount
no, ma'am,
the product
we don't.
By $20.
No, ma'am, we don't want it at all. She misunderstood. She thought she was paying free shipping. Shipping $2 for a free gift. And then we found out it's $59 and change. She thought it was something to do with snops.com, whatever the hell that is. So she just flat out screwed up. And she doesn't want it, didn't want it, and now we want to get the charge back.
Okay. Well, I did cancel out the account because of the misunderstanding of what she signed up for. Now, the only thing, I'm not able to provide a full refund due to the disclosure of the terms and conditions, but I can at least credit $44.91 back to the account. That's 75%.
I don't understand that. Am I going to have to go through MasterCard on this, too?
Well, that would be unfortunate because they would provide you with a temporary credit pending the investigation. But then we do have to explain what you signed up for. I'll pass the information over to corporate and see if they're able to assist you. One moment.
So they're going to give us the $44 back at least?
And I'm just waiting for a response. One moment.
Yeah. She was told it was $2 charge for shipping and all that. But then she shouldn't have done it at all. She knows better than this. She's not a damn kid.
I understand. I did get approval to provide you with a full refund. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. One moment.
I
Okay, thanks so much for holding. Now, I did refund that charge in full. Again, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing, and then I can provide you with your cancellation
okay.
number so you'll have it for your records.
Yes, what is it?
It is C like Charles.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
776.
Okay.
129.
129.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C920776129.
Correct.
All right. And then I never understand what company is this been charged to? Who is this?
Well, it's been billed to Bites Hub.
Who?
BITESHUB. Bites Hub.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is not even what she was looking at, as I recall, like she says. Supposed to be snops.com or some stuff. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right, and your name is what again?
Cindy.
All right, Cindy, I'm going to write this down so I'll know who I talk to. And we'll give it 2 or 3 days and see if it shows back up on the card.
Yes.
But actually, we're going to be, we're fixing to cancel the card.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's 3 to 5 business days. So as long as the, you're with the same institution in reference
uh-huh.
to the refund.
Okay.
Once that credit has been applied, they will know to forward it to the new account.
Okay. All
mm-hmm.
right. Because I've already talked to them, and
mm-hmm.
and that's how we got this number off of that. So we
mm-hmm.
had a clue. Okay. And then you got her off of everything that has anything to do with this stuff, right?
Correct.
And no newsletters and none of that stuff's mm-hmm. going to be coming or any of that stuff.
Well, I don't know about that. See, I can only assist you with this account.
Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
take it out. Well, we don't get anything from y'all then, at least, or whatever, and then we'll take care of the rest then.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for calling customer care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.